kicking off week number 44 of Last Character Standing. Please give a big morning ritual welcome to Mr. Seuss, the less educated and accomplished brother of Dr. Seuss.
My name is Albert Geisel. You may know my brother Theodore. He is best known as children's author Dr. Seuss. My brother died a legend in 1991. His books have been read by children since 1938. He has been hailed a genius, first by our parents who favored him, and ever since by parents who actually think their children enjoy reading that crap. Whos and sneeches, ubeleks and glunks. Nothing but a load of drug-induced hooey. You can trust me on this. That's right, I said it, hooey. You hear that, Horton? You bastard. Well, now that a family is dead, and legal hurdles have been cleared, of course, it's time for yours truly to shine, to take some of the spotlight. I have written a series of short stories myself. Actually, I like to call them really, really short stories. Only my books are about real-life stuff, not fantastic mumbo-jumbo. Granted, I'm not as educated as my brother. Truth be told, I dropped out of high school after my sophomore year. But it don't make me less a person. I hope you enjoy my stories. You may call me Mr. Seuss. I like to call this first one, Sam, I'm Not. I do not like green eggs and ham, so get out of my f***ing face before I puke on your shoes. The end. That was one of my first. This next short story is called Hop on Pop, and while you're up there, jam a pen in his windpipe. Jump, skip, hop on pop. Unless you're not Theodore, then get off me, you clod. Your knees are in my balls again. The end. I call this little ditty Hunches in Bunches. I like hunches in bunches. That is till the bitches bring the bill. The end. This next story is called The Grinch Who Stole My F***ing Truck. I parked my Honda in Whoville just so long to grab some smokes. He didn't crack the window, didn't hear him use the choke. But was it there when I got back? Nope, it's just my luck. So what, I left it running. He still stole my f***ing truck. The end. I have entitled this next one, There's a Wocket in My Pocket, or Am I Just Happy to See You? It goes something like this. Is there a wocket in my pocket? Nope, it's just my middle finger. The end. The next one is a tribute to my brothers. I think I can lick 30 tigers today. So you think you can lick 30 tigers today? Well, why stop there? Why not go for Siegfried's record, you sick f***? The end. My next really, really short story is called Mr. Brown Can Moo, Can You? It goes something like this. Mr. Brown can moo, can you? Of course I can. Any retard can moo. God, you're condescending. The end. This next one is entitled The Cat's in the Hat Again. There's a cat in my hat. My favorite hat. Pity that. Oh, and look, he pooed. There's thing one, and there's thing two. Oh, I know, the funometer will tell me what to do. Maybe take his water, or his dish marked food. Well, I'll set it up and watch it spin. See what it says, then I'll begin. On second thought, screw the funometer. I'm going to sell Frisky to Koreans. The end. But that is just a hint of some of my really, really short stories. If you're interested in having these glorious new children's editions for your very own, you can order the series on my new website. Or you can keep poisoning the minds of your kids with my brother's crap. And why wouldn't you? After all, his great-great-great-grandchildren probably want to go to an Ivy League school too on my brother's buck. Meanwhile, I'll see what I can find in the couch cushions. There's probably not enough for Quiznos today, but maybe a few crumbs of my parents' affection slipped down there and somewhere. Wish me luck. I'm Mr. Seuss, but that don't make me inferior or anything. Thank you.